Hey, it's Trisha. Today's podcast is brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Order yours at fuelup.com/Sandy.
Hey, good morning. It's the Sandy Show brought to you by Our Bank. Our Bank is your solution for business or personal financial requirements. Find them online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Chance for you to win $1,000 at 9 o'clock this morning. Be listening. Get the keyword. Enter it into our website, 1031austin.com. And you could win $1,000. We do it every single hour, beginning at 9 o'clock this morning. All right. So I'm going to admit that what I'm about to share with you is a little bit of a stretch because I think it's funny. All right. It's not the first thing that I want to point out. It's the second thing. Okay. First thing I want to point out is today's Billy Joel's birthday.
Oh,
Billy Joel's 75.
Yeah, I think that tracks.
Oh, my gosh.
How old do you think he should be?
Billy Joel's always been the angry young man.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
But he's 75. You've seen him lately, right?
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah, he does.
Would you like to hear my favorite Billy Joel song? Uh-huh. All the songs.
They're all good.
Here you go.
A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
Great song.
So good.
So he's 75 and killing it. Billy Joel's been everywhere, it seems like, lately, just with this Madison Square Garden thing wrapping up and all that.
Right, releasing a new song.
All right, are you ready for the stretch?
Yeah. I mean, today, let's see how you get from here to where we're going.
Today would have been Howard Carter's 150th birthday. Do you know who Howard Carter is?
No, nobody knows who Howard Carter is.
He is the man who in 1923 discovered the tomb of King Tut.
But how is that connected to Billy Joel?
It's not.
This
is my stretch.
Oh, God.
So he discovered the tomb in 1923, and then one of my comic heroes, Steve Martin,
oh, Lord,
along with his band, the Tutum Uncommons, recorded this hit.
Hey, friends, it's Sandy. I can't play the song because I'd get in trouble. So, you know the song.
Still funny to me. Still. I mean, do you remember him doing it on Saturday Night Live?
I do remember. I would love to know what Steve Martin's reaction now is like. I can't believe I did that.
Well, you know, it set him up for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
All the funnies, because now he's all serious and playing this banjo and writing smart people books and
smart doing people stuff books. Like
that. You know, he's from Waco.
I feel like I knew that somewhere, had that piece of information.
Famous
in my
Texan.
Brain. Yeah.
Famous Texan. Funny guy. Great book, Born Standing Up, one of his books, if you haven't read it. I got your mom for Christmas his latest book, which I can't remember what it is, but.
Was it one of his serious books, or was it about his comedy and stuff?
It was about his, I think it was about his comedy. Gotcha. And stuff like that. So thank you for I warned you it was a stretch.
I know. I'm just telling you, though, you're still like laughing and snickering like you. I'm sure you did when you were 10.
I wore that out when I was a kid. I had the Steve Martin Wild and Crazy Guy on 8-track and listened to the whole thing.
Oh, you're aging yourself.
Bazillion. No, I mean, cassettes and stuff were out. I just didn't have one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that a tenth of as much as I enjoyed giving it to you. Stick around. We've got more coming up on 103.1 Austin's 80s station and online at 1031austin.com. The Sandy Show is proud partners with Our Bank. We invite you to open your account effortlessly online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. All right, Austin headlines this morning. Did you see a UT professor won the Pulitzer Prize?
What? I did not see that.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I also heard that UT is going to be classified as an Ivy League school soon.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Here's something I've always joked about, all right? Don't take this the wrong way if you're a Longhorn. But I've been around
insult people.
I've been around a lot of young people after they've graduated from UT at the radio station.
Yeah.
You know, lots of them. They go to school, they graduate, they go to work, they work in promotions, marketing, whatever. I look at some of these kids, I'm like, how in the hell did you get into YouTube? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, not that you're dumb or anything, but it's just, how'd you get in?
So you are sitting there dumb.
And how did you graduate from UT? It's weird. Anyway, Jacqueline Jones, Professor Emerita in the College of Liberal Arts at the University of Texas at Austin, won the Pulitzer Prize for History. It's a fancy prize.
Yeah.
Right? They get a gold medal.
You think she gets a medal?
They do get a medal for the Pulitzer Prize. It's not a little bit of cash, but not much.
What do you like better? Would you rather have a medal, a big, nice medal that you hang around your neck, or would you rather have a trophy?
I'd rather have a medal I can hang around my neck.
Because you can wear it out. It's less awkward than carrying a trophy around, like, so people see it. Right.
Like, you know, if I was going to go to Monty's for dinner, I'd have my medal on.
Of course, as people do.
I was going to go out for barbecue somewhere, I'd wear my medal.
You wear your medal
pretty much every day.
It'd be a pain to have to carry your trophy.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, then you have to find a place to sit it, and you know, what if you have something else to carry? That's awkward.
I'm just picturing that. Let's say, you're just sitting at Rudy's, right? Someone walks in with a big old medal on.
Giant medal.
You're like, you got to ask.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that for? South by Southwest is going to expand with a London edition in 2025.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That's 2025. They're hitting London. They're going to wing on over to London.
Just hop on that little, jump across the pond, as they say, Sandy.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say when you're fancy.
Yeah. And finally, there are 90 school districts in the state of Texas that are switching to a 4-day week.
Is it for academic reasons or is it teacher shortage reasons? That's what I want to know, because I know that back during like COVID and stuff like that, when there was a huge teacher shortage, that was one of the things they were like, we might have to do 4-day weeks to make up for the fact that we don't have anybody willing to teach our kids for no pay.
Right.
Which is basically what it is. Shocking.
And I don't blame them.
I don't either.
But it's interesting to note that the Jasper ISD, which is north of Beaumont, is going back to a 5-day schedule after having a 4-day schedule for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can read about this on KXAN. That kind of throws a wrinkle into parenting, though, for people.
For people who have Monday through Friday, 8-to-5 jobs or whatever, where they have to go in somewhere.
Yeah.
That's hard because then they have to come up with child care.
Yep. And they got to just change up their schedule. But so many people are working remote now or hybrid. It seems to be the big phrase of a little bit of the office. But thinking back, look at it this way, Trisha. Don't you feel like looking post-COVID, isn't it kind of crazy to think that people used to drive into an office
every day
job on the computer that they could do? It seems weird.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very quickly became not the norm.
Right. And people, I think they did a lot of studies that said people are still just as productive as they were in the office. Here's the downside, I think, of not working in the office. The stick your head in someone's office meeting. Hey, I need to talk to you about this real quick.
The unexpected opportunities meeting.
The coffee room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been meaning to talk to you about this, and this. Or do you have any ideas for this, and this? Those are gone.
Yeah.
Right? Some people are like, great. But I think there's a lot of benefit from that. Some people are pretty hardcore. You're coming to work.
Oh, yeah. Some people, like, you have to be sitting at your desk
from
8-to-5, which I disagree with. I think that you have happier workers when they have a little bit more flexibility, especially when they have kids and stuff like that.
Right.
I think the work from home option is great. Maybe a couple of days in the office if you just... depending on what type of business it is. I like it that it's more flexible.
Yeah, I do too. Again, just to recap for you, a UT professor wins Pulitzer Prize. South by Southwest going to go to London, another edition of it in London in 2025. And 90 Texas school districts have moved to a 4-day work week, and that's affecting over 106,000 students.
It's a lot. That's a big number. Is.
We've got a chance for you to win $1,000 coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. You got to be listening to win because we give you a word, and then you enter the word into our website, 1031austin.com. We do it every hour right up until 5 o'clock. Be listening at 9 to win on Austin's 80s station, 103.1. Care, don't care, just a moment away. If you missed it earlier in the show, Trisha set another record. Yes, 2 days in a row of world records in the feud.
Yeah, I don't know how we haven't gotten Mr. Steve Harvey's attention by now.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Like, bring this chick on.
This girl's good.
She's a family feud of one. It'd be you against the entire family.
The whole other family.
Yeah, you would take them all on.
I could do it.
I'd be great. I love it. Let's do Care, Don't Care. What you got?
All right, Sandy, D Care, Don't Care, to find out about some crazy new pineapple that is trending online.
You know, I love a pineapple. I do too. Is this the little tiny ones?
No, those are adorable. I would love to have one of those if I knew where to get one.
Yeah, they're cute.
Those are adorable. These particular pineapples, are you saying you care?
Mm-hmm.
All right, these are pineapples that originally could only get them in China, but now Del Monte is unveiling them in the United States. There's only 5,000 that were grown, and if you want one, you have to shell out $400 to own it. The only thing that's different about it is called a Ruby Glow pineapple. It's exactly like a regular pineapple, just has a red tinge on the outside.
I wish they could make them like the grapes that taste like cotton candy.
Oh, I don't like those.
Well, I love them.
Don't like them. $400. What fool is paying $400 for a pineapple?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-mm, somebody with too much money, not enough sense. No.
You can shrink anything down to a tiny size and Trisha will
And I'll want it.
Yeah.
My mom said that when I was little, I would only eat things that were small, like little Vienna sausages and tiny corns. I wanted them to be like scaled to my size.
You know, like all things small.
No, I mean, there's a couple things that I don't like small.
What else do you got?
All right, Sandy, do you care? Don't care to get an update on the Tom Brady roast.
There's more to this.
There's a little bit. Yeah, this is an explanation. Remember when Jeff Ross made a Robert Kraft joke?
Yes.
And Tom Brady stood up and whispered in his ear, no more of that.
Yeah.
So the update on this is that Jeff Ross says Brady wasn't upset about the massage joke about Robert Kraft. He said he was having fun. He said it's just that he considers Robert Kraft as like a father figure, like his dad. And so he's like, yeah, let's just leave some of those alone. And then Jeff Ross goes on to say that after the show, Robert Kraft came up to him and thought it was crazy and funny and thanked him for mentioning him in the roast.
Oh, really?
Like, did he get the joke? Why would he thank you for mentioning him like that?
You see that Robert Kraft has stopped any donation to his alma mater at Columbia?
Yeah.
And they ran commercials, anti-hate commercials during the NBA playoffs. And they said, draw a line in the sand, but do not draw a swastika.
Oh,
pretty good message.
I like that message.
Yeah, he said, protest all you want, but don't bring hate. Don't bring hate.
Right. There's a difference.
There is.
Absolutely agree. All right. Finally, Sandy, I feel like you probably won't care about this. Care or don't care to find out about this $40,000 a year gym membership.
Anything that's stupid, I want to hear about.
Yes. Right, okay. Equinox. It's a luxury fitness chain, is offering gym memberships that promise to help members live healthier, longer lives, but it's going to cost you $40,000 a year. I thought I was going to go broke paying Gold's Gym like $12 a month, and I never set foot in there. Somebody's paying $40,000 a year.
Yeah,
they personalize a health program that starts with a series of tests looking for 100 different biomarkers and basically kind of are saying they're going to help you live longer.
A fool and their money shall soon be parted.
And that person's also the one buying the $400 pineapples.
You're right. You're exactly right. That's Care Don't Care. We've got more coming up with us just a few moments ago. Trisha ruined any surprise at all for you guys. Let's just get this out of the way.
It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy. They'll be nice to you.
Trisha's favorite song of all time.
Love this song.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Really says a lot about you that that's your favorite song ever. The message in that song really tells me a lot. But I wish I'd have known before we got married.
She's a survivor. You should be proud.
She had to do.
Her mama saved her.
No dignity or self-respect.
I don't agree
Look,
with that.
Look, honey, you got nothing else going for you. Just go out and be nice to guys and do whatever they pay you to do.
Did you not hear the part where she has an elegant New York townhouse flat? Did you get that? She's got herself a Georgia Manson. She'd never look back.
I know that Paul Rondoff. And the baby's real sick.
The baby was going to starve to death. What was she supposed to do with Fancy?
Yeah.
She saved her.
Saved her. Saved up her money.
Entrepreneur.
Bought her a dress.
Slick.
Reba's got the reason I bring this up, friends. There is a reason. She's got a new sitcom.
What?
It's called Happy Place. And here she is talking with Entertainment Online. She sounds like a politician. Listen.
Now we're back with Melissa Peterman and Rex Lynn, my boyfriend, and wonderful, wonderful cast and crew. We had such a good time doing the pilot. We can't wait to go back.
She sounds like she's running for office.
Oh, and you know, she's on The Voice right now, too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's one of the judges. She has a lot going on, Reba.
Right. How much money you need, Reba,
she's not sitting down. She's not sitting still.
Were you a Despicable Me fan?
I mean, yeah, the first one, and then I kind of lost interest.
All right, well, the new Despicable Me 4 trailer is out. Here you go.
You will be the first to test our super serum, designed to transform you into cutting-edge agents. Or you might just explode.
There you go.
Oh.
It'll be out there. It shows Mega Minions. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
I have no idea what that is. So you heard about the Boy Scouts officially changing their name, right?
I did.
Scout spokesperson.
We quickly determined that Scouting America, that inclusivity, the ability to work with, we welcome everyone to the Scouting family.
It's kind of weird that they're now just making the name change because, as you're going to hear, there have been girls and scouts for about 5 years.
In 2019, we opened it up for all women. And in that 5 short years, we have over 180,000 girls in scouting, and over 6,000 of them are already Eagle Scouts.
Eagle Scouts are one of the things that impress me.
Yes.
It really does.
It's very impressive.
When, like, they used to put it in the paper when a kid got their Eagle Scout.
Because it's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and a lot of work goes into that. I think it's cool.
Do you want to know some famous people who... oh, no, I thought they were Eagle Scouts. Never mind. Boy Scouts.
Oh, famous Boy Scouts?
Famous Boy Scouts. Neil Armstrong.
That doesn't surprise
me. Buzz Aldrin, Michael Jordan, Steven Spielberg, mm-hmm. Harrison Ford, John Bon Jovi, Jack Black. Your buddy Jack Black was a Boy Scout.
Were you really?
Yes.
I was never a scout, but I was jealous when they got to wear their scout uniforms to school.
really?
I was.
Here's a weird fact. 6 Boy Scouts have gone on to become U.S. presidents. JFK, Gerald Ford, Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden.
Hey, the Boy Scout knows how to turn them out.
Right? Ooh, Gerald Ford, the only Eagle Scout. Huh.
Huh, that's interesting.
I know. Interesting.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock were on a podcast called 50 Miles Per Hour. Sounds like he's down for a return to the Speed franchise.
Oh, I love that movie.
And then Sandra, you'll hear that. Then Sandra pitches an idea of where they pick up from Speed 2.
Yeah, I mean, I think we knock it out of the park, but
I think what it is I'm on, where were we, St. Martin. The boat has cracked. We stumble off the boat, and you just pull up, and you go, what were you thinking?
By the way, the original Speed came out in 1994.
Oh, God.
30 years ago.
I don't know how that's possible.
I don't either.
I don't know how that could have been that long ago.
That's our daily audio file. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy, and we've got more coming up. The Sandy Show is proud partners with our bank. We invite you to open your account effortlessly online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. What we're about to share with you makes Trisha and I wonder if we're the weird ones.
I don't think we are. I think the people who do these are weird ones. Here's what it says, Sandy. If you just want to avoid crowds and just stay home and connect with your partner. Just that phrase, just stay home and connect with your partner, kind of makes my skin crawl.
This is a do-it-yourself list of a date night.
Do it. Your stay-at-home DIY date night ideas. You don't want to go out, spend money. You don't want to, you know, be with the crowd. You just want to connect with your partner.
Ugh. What do they recommend? This sounds gaggy.
It is very gaggy. Here's the list. Bake cakes or sweets together.
What?
Are they trying to make it all ghost? You know, the scene in Ghost where they're making pottery together.
Maybe so.
Like you're behind me sifting flour over my shoulders or something.
Nothing turns me on more than watching Trisha frost a cake.
Dinner by candlelight.
Fire hazard.
I mean, we have to have the lights on. You got to see what you're eating. Have a fondue night. I'm not mad at a fondue night, but I don't want you to try and make it all romantic.
My mom used to have those fondue nights when friends would come over and they had the whole setup and spend half the damn day cutting stuff up into little pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets weird. Camp indoors.
What?
Set up a tent in the living room.
If you're 9.
Camp together. Right. Camp together indoors.
You know my thoughts on camping.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Tell my whole thing on camping is, why do you work your butt off all week long and they'll go pretend like you're homeless?
Live outside in a tent.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Again, if you're 9, play The Floor is Lava. grown adults playing The Floor Is Lava. That's how you connect with your
That kills your 30 partner. Seconds of your evening. Right? And then you're on to baking a cake.
And then you're baking a cake. And
you get a fight when you're setting up your tent.
And then you knock your candlelight dinner over and your house burns down. It's disaster. Your
tent burns out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play board games. We do that. But I don't do it to connect with you. I do it to beat you, Sandy. I'm not connecting. Paint each other. It's the second time in the last few months that painting each other
on a canvas
has come up. I don't know. It just says paint each other.
Here's what we should do. That'd be a funny thing to do on the radio, really. Is like, just go get a canvas and some paints, and you got 10 minutes to paint me, and then I got 10 minutes to paint you.
And then we can show our artwork.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Show and tell.
Stargaze together.
That's fun for a few minutes.
I mean, for just a few minutes. Only if you have that app that tells you what you're looking at.
Yeah, that's cool, though, that app.
This one's weird. Build a photo album together.
Oh, what scrapbooking's next?
Have a tea party. Again, we're not five.
Yeah, this is... Yeah.
Watch a movie while you sip a signature drink.
No, thanks.
Who are the people who are doing these things?
I don't
think
there's any one person listening to us that do these things.
I don't think so either. The Floor Is Lava. That's the weirdest one. Play The Floor Is Lava.
Hey, honey, I can't wait to get home to play The Floor Is Lava. Weird.
Sexy talk.
You want to have fun? Scare each other. That's what we do. Scaring is 100% on the table in our house.
At all
you
times.
Never know who's behind the next corner in our
house. Mock each other. Uh-huh. That's our love language. You mock each other, make fun of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, the other day, the fuzz told me, I said something. She goes, you look like you've been hit with a hammer. Like, thanks a lot.
But it was her timing that was perfect. Yeah. What did you say?
I don't remember.
It was something, but she did not miss a beat. Oh my God, I just clicked on a link in the cooking and baking. It is one person standing behind the other person, like in Ghost when they're making pottery while they're cooking.
Stop. I can't do this. And I think if this sounds great to you, I don't know if you should be listening to us anymore.
I don't know if we're your people.
I really don't.
Serenade each other.
Taking a quick break. Stay with us. More coming up. This is The Sandy Show.
103.1.
Mother's Day.
Yep. Don't forget is right.
Yeah. You better get on it right now. You can probably still get something on Amazon if you do it right now. So get after it.
Move
all right.
Quickly, people.
Also, I was going to say this wouldn't make any sense. I said, get your mom some Fuel Up Hydration. No, don't do that.
No.
Get that for yourself. All right. Mom would not appreciate that. But it's important, especially as it gets warmer and warmer, that you stay hydrated. And Fuel Up Hydration has some patent pending technology with Bi-Aloe that really gets you hydrated.
I don't know how it does it.
I don't either.
But it does it. It works. Here's the other benefits of being properly hydrated, you guys. It helps with concentration, energy levels. It helps relieve fatigue. It helps with inflammation. Inflammation is like the root cause of most of the things that are wrong with people.
You're right.
Yep. Fuel Up Hydration definitely helps with that.
So order yours today. It tastes great. There's three kinds. There's wake, play, and rest. If you have trouble sleeping, order the rest. You'll get a good night's sleep. Trust me, we've got a special right now. Get all three for $99 plus free shipping and a shaker. You can order your Fuel Up at fuelup.com/Sandy. So Mother's Day is this weekend. It's on Sunday. Trisha, you've not said much about this. Normally I have a list by now or something to order on Amazon. This is what I want for Mother's Day or something. We got track meet on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be busy on Saturday. What do you want for Mother's Day?
I mean, I don't feel like my list has changed in quite a while.
Massage, I feel like it's been the same. Manicure, pedicure.
Sugar cookies. Maybe pie.
Pie.
Yeah.
Key lime.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, that's pretty simple. I can handle that.
Yeah.
Remember the time I got you the whole kit to make sugar cookies from that bakery?
Oh, that's right. My favorite bakery. And she already had made the cookies in the different shapes and then had preloaded all the icing in the icing bags and then gave you all the things to be able to write. It had all the tips and stuff and the sprinkles. That was cool.
Did you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I did. It was fun.
Did the fuzz try to? She did it with you, right?
She did it with me, yeah.
Would you want that again?
I mean, it was a lot of work. But I liked it.
The truth comes
out. I mean, I liked doing it one time.
Yeah.
I would like to just eat the sugar cookies this time.
Oh, there will be sugar cookies. By the way, that's kind of funny because in the studio today, I have a brownie and a sugar cookie.
Mm-hmm.
My brownie's been here since yesterday.
Yep.
It's wrapped up in cellophane. And then I got a sugar cookie earlier.
It's like you're stockpiling your sweets.
Like, how are you doing that?
I know how you've not eaten them yet. I don't understand that.
I'm saving it for when I really need it, okay. Which is going to be soon. So yeah, make sure you take care of mom. for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. You know, it benefits everybody.
You wouldn't be here without her.
No, couldn't do it without her.
No.
All right, friends, that is the podcast for today. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. Find us on Instagram at The Sandy Show Official. Facebook is at The Sandy Show Radio.